All characters in this audio are 18 years or older. Distribution of this recording, in part or in its entirety, for either personal or commercial purposes, is prohibited. All rights reserved. This is normally where I would put the newsy portion of my intro, where I tell you all about the things I'm doing and where to find me. However, there are rules against advertising and promotion in stories on Literotica, so you'll have to find me all on your own. Feedback is welcome and appreciated. Hint, hint. You get the idea. Hello, all my naughty boys and girls of Literotica. You're about to listen to a story that is a little bit femdom, a little bit voyeurism, a little bit exhibitionism, and a whole lot sexy. I didn't write a script for this one. I decided to stretch those old improv muscles. Once I got going, though, I was right there, on the beach, watching your every move. This story is my entry into Literotica's 2015 Nude Day Contest, so please don't forget to vote. Also, comments and feedback are always appreciated. Tell me how I did at improving. If you send me feedback with an email address attached to it, I will respond to you. It might take me a little while, though, because I have a bad habit of procrastinating the task of going through my inbox. But I'm working on it. I really am. Now, sit back, relax, and let me take you into my fantasy. Trespassers will be shot on sight. Written and performed by Raven Fox of Raven Fox Audio.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, flowing through the jasmine in my mind.
That's it. You sure are pretty from a distance. Not so much when you're pooping on my car. Noisy little buggers. But that magazine is going to eat this up. That sunrise is gorgeous. I should head down and get some closer shots. Plus, I need to get some shots of the tide going out. What? Who the hell is that? Oh my god, there is a crazy person walking around naked on my beach. Every year. Oh well. I could call the cops, but by the time they get here, he'll be gone. I'll just tell him to leave. Good grief. Sir. Hello? Excuse me? What the hell are you doing? This is a private beach, and private doesn't mean you get to walk around waving your privates. It's posted, too. Didn't you see the signs? What am I doing here? I'm a photographer. I'm taking pictures of the seagulls and the sunrise and the beach. Furthermore, it's my beach. I own the beach. I own this section of beach. I own the house up there. It's mine. Just
You're walking around naked on my... Didn't you notice that no one else was around? You thought you'd just strip down and enjoy the sunshine, huh? Judging by your tan, this isn't the first time you've done this. What are you, a model or something? Athlete? Just a really in-shape exhibitionist? No one has a body like that by accident. Oh, arrogant too, huh? What a shock. What gives you the right to be on my beach? You know what? I think a trespassing and indecent exposure charge might teach you a valuable lesson. I'm calling the police. Crap. I left my phone in the house. No, I don't want to hear it. I am going to the house, I am going to get my phone, and I am calling the police, and they are going to haul your naked ass out of here, possibly to the loony bin. I have no idea what your problem is. I would never strip down and walk around on a beach that I didn't own. That is ridiculous. It's completely rude. You're following me too, huh? You want to include stalking in your list of violations? No, there's nothing you can do to change my mind. Well, nothing you'd be willing to do. Look, I'm a photographer. I'm an artist. I see things and I want to take pictures of them. It just means that you're aesthetically pleasing. Pose for me. Just like you are, like a sun-kissed Adonis on the beach. What am I going to do with the pictures? Whatever the hell I want. And if that's not good enough for you, I can call your black and white right now. Yeah, that's what I thought. I can't believe I'm giving you this chance. Okay, but if you don't do exactly what I say, cooperate and do whatever pose I tell you to, I'm calling the cops and they can haul your gorgeous naked ass to jail. Got it? All right, let me grab a few props before we head back down to the beach. Here, you can carry some of this. Surfboard. Towels. A fun beach ball. Umbrella. What else? Ooh, tripod. Don't be a smartass. This is going to be strictly professional. Your nakedness has no effect on me. I just think I can get some good pictures. All right, spread the towel out. Mm-hmm. Now kneel down on it. Good. Now give me one without a smile. Look sexy but distant. Oh, come on. If you're not going to take this seriously, we can stop now and make that phone call. Yeah, that's what I thought. Put your arms up behind your head. Straighten up. And look to your left. Good. Now look up. Okay. Now sit down on the towel. Lean back on your elbows. Just one elbow. Look out at the ocean. Contemplate your insignificance in the grand scheme of things. That's really good, actually. Now look back over your shoulder at me. Don't look like I caught you at doing something you shouldn't have been doing. Look confident. I mean, you're ballsy enough to be walking around on my beach like that. Don't get shy now. And stop trying to be silly. You're trying to keep your ass out of jail. Keep that in mind. You're too good at this. Now, sit up. Wrap your arms around your knees. Keep looking out at the ocean, though. You're just a speck on the planet, but you're a sexy speck. I was just joking before, but really, are you a professional model? You should rethink that. You'd be amazing at it. Maybe if you got a little bit better at taking directions. All right, lie back down. All the way flat on your back. Put your hands behind your head. Close your eyes. Spread your legs a little bit more. Don't hesitate. All right, now put one knee up. Nice. Now open your eyes and look at me. Sexy. Now give me a little smile. Not a big cheesy grin. You sure are proud of yourself, aren't you? Just a little one. That's it. All right. Now lay flat on your stomach. Put your face on your hands, like this. Good. Close your eyes. Now open them. Pick your head up. Give me that cheeky look that you seem to be so good at. Yeah, you have no shame, do you? Your body is beautiful, and you know it. Yeah, what did I tell you? Quit being silly. You need to take this seriously. Unless you want to go to jail naked. This isn't supposed to be fun. This is supposed to teach you a lesson. And give me some fantastic photographs that I can make a lot of money off of. All right, up you go. I want you to sit on that big rock. No, I want to see the rock, not the towel. Your ass can't be all that tender. You can't just sit on the rock. You can deal with it. Not like you don't have a little cushion there. Have to admit, you have a really nice ass. Okay, put one foot up on that rock. There you go. Spread your legs a little. Be relaxed, masculine. Put your elbow on that knee. And your hand on the side of your head. Look smoldering, not bored. You're not supposed to be bored. This is sexy. I mean, you're walking around naked on my beach. The least you could do is act like you had a purpose. Not that you just wandered in because you didn't have anything better to do. That's better. Stand up. Take the ball and put it up over your head. All right, turn to the side. Really stretch and lean backward just a little bit. Kind of arch your back, arch your body. A little bit more. Now look at me. Bite your lip. Come on, do it sexy. Less teeth. There you go. No smiling. You're supposed to be thinking sexy thoughts, but not, you know, grinning like a Cheshire cat. And keep the ball over your head, but turn around. Away from me. That's it. Show me that ass, baby. Look like you're about to throw the ball. Now, look back at me. Give me a little smile. That's perfect. Okay, relax for a minute. You are very photogenic. You don't seem to be overly shy. Got nothing to hide, huh? Again, it's just for the art. Let's get some of you in the water. Pick up the surfboard and put the strap thingy on your ankle. Oh yeah. You look really California. I don't know if it was a compliment, but it's a fact. Now, hold it up. Next to you. There you go. Put your other hand on your hip. Good, good. Very good. Now, same pose, but turn and face the water. Spread your legs a little bit more. You're the master of your domain. Ballsy enough to be walking around on some strange woman's beach, naked as the day you were born. We're not debating this. This is just getting you in the right frame of mind to take the pictures that I want. Very nice. Now turn back to me and put the board under your arm. Take your other hand off your hip. Just leave it down by your side. Very nice. Do you know how to surf? Well, just go out into the water and lay on the board on your stomach like you're paddling. Good. Yeah, look around a little bit. You're waiting for a wave. Oh, boy. Okay, now come back to the beach with the board under your arm. Come on, run back. You're athletic. Show it. Oh, that's it. Good splashes. All right, put the board down. But go back out where you're still a little bit in the water. Give me that bodybuilder pose. You know, the one that sort of looks like you're aiming a bow and arrow up into the sky. Well, more arm up. I don't know. There you go. Wider stance. Good. You are something, aren't you? Gonna ad lib a few poses for me? I think you're enjoying this a little too much. Oh, you are something. Comedian, huh? As well as an exhibitionist. Fold your arms. Now, turn your body. Well, let me turn you. You don't mind, do you? Just like that. Ooh. Nice arms. lie down in the water. That's it. There you go. Now just relax. Put your hands behind your head. Close your eyes, but turn your face toward the sun. Why is your dick twitching? Oh, the water lapping around your cock. Is that getting you excited? Naughty boy. You know, if your dick gets any harder, this becomes a whole different kind of photo shoot. Now smile. I've gotten quite a few pictures of you, but don't think that means I won't still call the cops. We're not done. And you were trespassing. And exposing yourself. Here I am, all alone on assignment. Slash vacation. And there's this naked man. I could say that you accosted me. You could be in some serious trouble. You don't want me to say that, do you? So you still need to be doing what I say. Exactly what I tell you to do. I've been here for a couple of weeks. Working. Maybe got a little lonely. And you're really impressive. No wonder you like walking around and showing off. No? Remember, you're still supposed to do what I say, and I haven't told you to get up. You just keep laying there. Yeah, I'd really hate to have all these gorgeous pictures of you and you still go to jail. I don't think anybody wants that. No, you don't get to touch me. Keep your hands above your head. Do exactly as I tell you. I want to get some close-ups of your cock. Like I said, impressive. You're rather fuckable for a criminal. And since I've got you under control, I might as well take advantage. I get to kiss you. I get to touch you and explore your body. You have to do what I say. You have to just let me do whatever I want to you. You're not going to fight me, are you? I get to do whatever I want. I don't think you're upset. You don't seem to be disliking what I'm doing. What if I were to run my hands over your nipples? You just have to be still. And if I drag my fingernails down your chest, I love this little line of hair that points down. You sure it's just the water getting you excited? No. Very impressive. And I get to touch you. Squeeze you. Suck you. It has been a long time since I've gotten to play with someone so interesting. Sensitive right there. That's it. Look at me. Sucking you. Licking. Kissing. I love those reaction shots. Some very nice, big, heavy balls.
You are truly a beautiful man. It is so tempting to sit on that handsome face of yours. But you haven't earned a taste of my pussy. Not yet. I'm going to fuck you. And if you make me come, we'll consider this incident your warning. Having you pose for me got me. I have a feeling you know exactly how sexy you are, so don't even try to act innocent. Put your hands on my tits. You like that, don't you? I felt your cock twitch against me. I need to ride you now. Put your hands on my waist. God, your dick is good. I like it a lot. Do not fucking come. Pictures of you while I fuck you. You belong to me. I own your sexy ass, don't I? Say it. Who do you belong to? Ah!
Good job. Now you can come for me. I want you to explode. I want you to make me feel it. You better make me feel it. I'm gonna take your picture. While you fuck me. And while you come for me. Fuck. Dick is mine. Body is mine. Your lips are mine. Your cum is mine. Because I've decided to hire you as my full-time model. At least for the summer. You are going to make me a very famous photographer with that sexy body of yours. Not to mention you're going to keep me incredibly satisfied. Oh, and the nudity is non-negotiable.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, let me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Sweet days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune, and
when I come home from a hard day's work. See the smile of rain in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is.